You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Let's do some news, find out what's going on, and then online confessions. Coming up in just a minute, Sean's here with news.
Yes, yeah. And the news, it's not news without the tongue. Nope. The libraries around here are doing something interesting, I'll tell you about that. And the worst passwords, we got a story about that today.
Right,
we'll start with this. We got the text yesterday before the story actually broke.
Yeah.
But the United Steelworkers Union members rejected the proposed five-year labor contract at their vote.
Yeah.
The margin was 1,312 no's to 684 yeses. The existing contract expired this past Sunday, and to our understanding, they've been working on an extension since then. The deal that was rejected took over 2 months for negotiators to come to. While specifics were never released, it was said the deal would enhance wages, improve pension, curb health care costs, and bolster promotional opportunities in lower job categories. One thing the union members were hoping for, though, in this deal that apparently they didn't, it seems like they didn't get, was that Veterans Day would become a company-paid holiday. That was one of the things they wanted.
Interesting.
Yep. Whatever comes of this contract, the workers will continue to press the company to recognize them and deal with them as essential workers and not just simply as people who turn profits for the company. That, according to Dwight Kirk of U.S. Steelworkers, United Steelworkers Local 88880. It's a lot of eights.
Is this a national contract? It must be.
Well, this is the contract.
Just around here.
The contract is for here.
Okay. So, so specific. That might explain the Veterans Day thing.
Yeah, that's what
there
I thought.
A lot of vets that stayed in the area after they got out.
Yeah, that was what I do. That's the way I understand it.
I was trying to figure out how that worked on a national basis, but all right.
Yeah, I mean, because the one Steelworkers Union charter chapter they keep mentioning is Local 8888. Mm-hmm. Which I'm assuming, you know, they're the ones who voted on this.
Right.
A spokesperson for Huntington Ingalls said they were disappointed that the union members voted against the contract and that they would continue to provide fair and competitive wages and benefit package to all shipbuilders. So now they kind of have to go back
to the
drawing table.
So that was their take, yeah.
They have to go back to the drawing table and figure out how to make this work because, again, their old contract is over.
Right. So any word on whether or not they would strike?
I haven't heard it yet. Yeah. I did get a message from somebody yesterday claiming to be working there.
Yeah.
Who said that it was a possibility.
Well, it always I guess it is.
It's always a possibility.
Breakdown in talks, but
yeah.
I grew up in auto worker country.
Yeah.
I've seen this firsthand.
Right.
So
I mean, we'll probably learn today if something like that is on the horizon because I mean, if it's going to happen, it'll happen relatively soon, I would imagine.
Right.
So as the holidays approach and we all gather inside more, the demand for COVID-19 tests is rising, and some libraries across the Commonwealth are trying to help meet demand. Starting this week, 18 libraries have begun offering free COVID-19 antigen testing. Near here specifically, you can go to the Pocosin Library, the Williamsburg Regional Library, or the Eastern Shore Public Library. It was a pilot program, so those are the three around here. Other libraries can join at a later date. Now that they've started this thing up. But those are the three closest to us right now.
Yeah.
The free test is supplied by the Virginia Department of Health. No library card is needed, but they do say you really should call ahead and reserve a test and pick it up curbside. And it's a popular option. According to Williamsburg Regional Library employee Alicia Finney, they go through multiple boxes each day. When she was interviewed by Wavy the other day, she said they had already gone through several boxes just that morning of the tests.
Oh, okay. So you're not going to get a sealed box. They're going to actually just give you the swab and the
correct
little card and the drops and all that.
Yes, correct. So that's how they're handling that. She spoke with Wavy News.
We try and keep a 2-week supply at all of our locations. So we're hopeful that we'll, have enough. So anyone who wants one can come get them from us.
That was the hope, anyway. I mean, they're again, it's a very popular option. So you never know if this is going to last. But or if they're going to run out at some point.
Well, there's got to be a lot of communities where they just don't have access to this stuff.
Oh, without a doubt. And that's what they specifically wanted to try and do in this is reach people who had a harder time getting to them.
For anybody who's interested, the Department of Health put up a brand new page yesterday, the Virginia Department of Health, breaking down services by community.
Mm-hmm.
So you have an idea. You can see where all the COVID is. Resources are, stuff like that. And you can also see a disparity between like people that live in the inner city and healthcare and stuff like that, where programs like this would really be handy.
Yes.
Or way rural places where you're not near the Walmart.
Right.
Or whatever it happens
to be. Or
wherever
you could go to get it. Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the a lot of these tests, again, they're across the Commonwealth, and some of them are in more rural areas specifically for that reason. But again, more places can join as this goes on. We'll probably see more of the local libraries pick this up as we go. They do say Wi-Fi, microphone, and camera access is needed for this because an online proctor walks you through the whole process.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so you don't mess it up.
Okay.
Which I kind of like, actually. They say it takes about 15 minutes to get your results, so you get them fast.
Yeah,
so
it's a 15-minute. I saw the boxes. It's the one you buy at CVS. It's Binax.
Yeah, yep, exactly right. They do say they have Wi-Fi at all the locations, and it extends to the parking lot, so chilling in your car is absolutely doable for this.
Yeah.
The Virginia Department of Health officials said they hope to give this access to more under-resourced communities like we were talking about. Finney said her library is actually taking tests on the road with their bookmobile program. So they're going to go to other places and help people get tested.
Yeah.
So, again, really trying hard here.
How long before we start finding these swab sticks in the books?
Oh,
just got lazy and threw the nose swab in the book and just walked away.
I hate that idea so much.
They put it in the card and they just shove it in a book. It's a bookmark.
Oh, man. The pilot program runs through December 31st. Virginia Department of Health officials said additional libraries can join at a later date.
Yeah.
So we'll see if anybody else starts jumping in on this, but I think it's a great idea if you want to get the test. We reported yesterday that the federal mandate for government employees to get vaccinated was suspended for a lot of people working at Newport News Shipbuilding.
Right.
And then OSHA suspended their implementation of a vaccine mandate for companies with more than 100 employees.
Well.
This was after a U.S. Court of Appeals in the Fifth Circuit ordered that OSHA can take no steps to implement or enforce the emergency temporary standard until further court order. That's how it was phrased.
Oh, so they had to stand down.
They had to stand down. Employers had 30 days to implement the vaccination requirements and or 60 days to implement a mask and test plan for it started on November 5th, I believe. The Cincinnati-based court that was selected to do this or hear this trial, was selected in a random drawing, which is how they'll do this a lot of times.
Did you see this?
No, I didn't watch it. Did it?
Well, they had a it's like the lottery.
Oh, yeah. They draw a ball. Yeah, they draw
it's
a ball.
It's ping pong balls. Yeah.
Yeah.
There were multiple suits in multiple jurisdictions, and so they had to choose one to do the trial.
I think it was like 38 states or something.
Yeah. Whatever. Oh, everybody piled
there
on
a lot
this.
Of, a lot of places jumping on it.
Yep.
And when it's something big and national like this, so that nobody seems biased, they draw a ball randomly to determine who's going to hear the case.
Well, let's go to Cincinnati then.
That's where they're headed.
Yeah.
Beautiful Cincinnati.
Love it this time of year.
Yes, so that's what they're going to do with that. We talked previously about satellite images that show China has built mock-ups of U.S. warships in their northwestern desert. Rumble talked about that with me the other day, possibly to practice for a future naval clash.
Yeah.
Well, China is massively upgrading their military, and its capability and intentions are increasingly that's concerning to the United States, to say the least.
Yeah.
Adding to that, a senior U.S. general said China has tested a hypersonic missile over the summer that went around the world.
Their missile went around the world?
And it went around the
wow.
world and then struck a target in China.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of freaky.
The major concern
we don't like this.
There is that could allow them to one day be able to launch a surprise nuclear attack on the U.S. from China.
Yeah.
They launched a long-range missile, according to General John Hyten, who was the outgoing vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He said it went around the world, dropped off a hypersonic glide vehicle that glided all the way back to China and impacted a target.
Wow.
And he talked about that
What's
with
the deal?
CBS.
Okay. All right. So it glides all the way back. So it's not motorized or we don't know that?
We don't know that yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude. Can't imagine. Wow. Terrifying, actually.
They did ask him if it actually hit the
Dipping
target.
Into the old canteen there?
Yeah, well, it's the only bottle I had today.
Ka-ching.
Yeah. It's the only bottle I had today and I need some water. So it is what it is.
I'll get you a cup next time.
Okay, thanks. All my normal bottles are gone. I don't know where the hell they're going.
I know. You sound like one of those cowboy movies where they go to the canteen.
Yeah, I know. And I'd leave the lid off, but it's such a wide opening that I'm just nervous about that
You're
falling
knock
over.
It over. Yeah, probably not supposed to be. Yeah,
yeah exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I got you.
But he, anyways, when they asked him if the missile hit the target, and he said it was close enough. China has, of course, denied they tested any such hypersonic weapon.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow.
Yes. Under pressure from a lot of people, Apple is letting iPhone users fix their own phones finally.
This is great news.
Yep. It's a sharp turnaround for a company that has long prohibited anyone except Apple-approved technicians from messing with its proprietary parts and software. The company said Wednesday it will enable users of two of the newest iPhone models and later some Mac computers to get access to genuine Apple parts and tools to be able to repair them. The shift reflects a strengthening right to repair movement and affecting everything from smartphones to tractors. It's a reaction to a growing number of manufacturers who have made their products increasingly difficult to repair.
Not surprised by that. Well, tractors, certainly. Farm equipment, man, farmers have to be mechanics because you can't wait. The stuff needs to get done today. I don't think it's the expense. It's the convenience. You call somebody, some mechanic or whatever it is. You don't know how long it's going to be. You're out in the field. I got to get this, you know, effing tractor back to the thing. So I understand that.
Yeah, absolutely.
The thing with electronics, interesting that they're basically taking work away from their own sanctioned places.
Mm-hmm.
So what customer hue and cry was heard here?
What are they
reacting to?
I don't know.
Or getting out in front of?
I don't know. I mean, it's a large movement. I mean, in the UK, they've been pushing for this for a while.
Yeah.
So maybe Apple sees the writing on the wall. This is coming. Because, again, we do have this right to repair movement moving here as well. And you, like you said, from tractors and farmers and this and the other thing. So it's possible.
Yeah, but
that maybe
that's a pretty vague.
Oh, without a doubt.
You know,
but I mean,
wide-ranging spectrum. They're not going to kowtow to John Deere people
Apple. No, of course not. Yeah. No. But I mean, without a doubt, I mean, there's an issue. Maybe the pandemic forced some of it. I mean, limited availability and
or people not wanting to go places.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't want to go to the mall and drop off my device, et cetera.
And these days, supply chain issues making it harder to
supply
get things
chain.
You need anyway. That's
I
blame it all on.
Supply chain. You know, now you can blame yourself because now it's up to you to fix it.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, supply chain. See,
exactly.
If you can get the parts any sooner, then we can get the parts. I put a different hard drive in my Mac.
Yeah?
Yeah, solid state. It went great.
Yeah?
Yeah, best thing I ever did. That thing boots up so fast, you can't believe it.
Nice.
Yeah, so there's no working parts. There's no moving parts. It's all electronic.
Wow.
It's zing, zing, turns right on. Easy to do, but it's not Apple.
Right,
it's,
yeah.
You know, it's aftermarket.
Yeah.
My son fixes phones all the time. Not Apple phones, but the Android phones. I've watched him take the screens off and stuff just up in his room. Heat gun, all this other jazz. Yeah.
Must be nice to be smart.
Yeah, must be. And dexterous.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can't with these things. I'm not taking phones apart.
Probably a bad idea.
If I take your phone apart with these things, it's not going back together. it's just the way it is.
These things, yeah. Edward Meat Hands.
Yeah, that's basically me, you know.
Yeah.
You may roll your eyes at all the internet security talk we get through these days because especially with the holidays coming, everybody hears a ton of lectures about not getting scammed and this, that, and the other thing.
Yes.
But there's still a ton of people out there who just make it too easy to get scammed or hacked. Every year, a company called NordPass goes through all the lists of hacked passwords that get leaked onto the internet to figure out the most common, easy, and hackable ones that people are still using.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, the two most common passwords are 123456...
Did you really do that?
Yeah. And password.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere, there's a room full of Russians looking up from their fake Facebook accounts and smiling.
Oh, yeah.
Other common bad ones are 111111, QWERTY, sunshine, football, soccer, monkey, password 1, princess, and unknown.
I think I had monkey on something for a while until one of these lists came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Why?
And I got rid of Monkey.
Monkey just, my passwords are getting so complicated.
Well, one of my kids was nicknamed Monkey, so it made
more
sense.
Well, that makes a certain amount of sense, yeah.
Yeah, but now everything's a phrase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a while, I was using phrases that my younger brother used when he was growing up.
Oh, okay. So like family things, yeah.
They were words that didn't exist, but like we knew them because he used them all the time.
Yeah,
and I was like, nobody's going to guess this.
Sure.
Well, I got an email the other day that password's on the internet. And I was like, how?
Wow.
I was like, a five-year-old made it up.
Yes.
I don't know.
They
don't know.
Co-opted it somehow.
Yep.
Left it somewhere. By the way, there is, oh, my God, we'll see if we can find this.
Mm-hmm.
I ran across a video the other day. It was entitled, What Hackers Can See When They Hack Your Computer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's terrifying. It's your computer. That's what they see. It's not a bunch of code.
Yeah, no.
No, it's your literal desktop. Here it is.
Yeah.
Everything on it works.
Yeah.
And right now I'm stealing all your keystrokes. Mm-hmm. I'm getting all your passwords. I can go through all your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is with this is literally to keep a low profile. You're trying to get lost in a crowd.
Oh,
if somebody targets
you,
you got a problem.
Yeah.
Regardless of what your password is.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, it's almost a
two-party verification for everything you own.
I have that.
And it's a pain in the ass.
Most things, it is a pain in the ass.
It is.
But you know, you do what you got to do to protect yourself these days.
Yeah.
There are other bad passwords in the U.S. It includes like Superman, Cookie, LinkedIn. Who's using LinkedIn as a password?
As the password?
Yes.
People on LinkedIn.
That's ridiculous.
Because they can't be bothered.
Whatever. Let me in. Boo-boo and muffin.
Or the boo-boo muffin.
The
which
boo-boo
on
muffin.
Friday night's a big deal.
Yes, yeah. It is. Today, sunny with a high near 75, breezy with southwest wind 7 to 12 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20, and wind gusts could be as high as 30. Chance of showers tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 56, and Friday, partly sunny, then gradually becoming more sunny with a high near 52. Last check, it was around 52 degrees right now. With the news, I'm Sean Hood for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
52 degrees.